And we're back with the Gaming Weekly News Show. I'm Sony, I'm back. I was off last week, but I'm here once again to deliver your weekly news. And moving right on into the first story, Telltale's CEO may be leaving for good. Kevin Bruner said he is sadly leaving the company as a whole, and the original founder Dan Connor is taking his place back at CEO at Telltale Games. This was announced last week in Kevin's memo that he left for the staff, and it reads as thus: "We've grown aggressively since Telltale's inception, and our Telltale is bigger than I ever dreamed it would be. Here are possible futures for Telltale, and all of them are exciting and uniquely challenging. The time has come to pass on the reins to someone that can better drive Telltale to the next level and realize the potential is here." So with those inspirational words, Dan Connor has retaken his place as CEO, and hopefully he drives them in a better future. Not that Kevin was doing a bad job, but it's that I think Telltale needs a kind of push. They've kind of stuck to their own little bubble in the past coming years, and I think they just need something to kind of help them evolve on their path. For the second story, Microsoft stops updates with Ryzen and Kaby Lake CPUs. So if you're still using Windows 7 and 8.1, you're not going to be able to update your systems if you're using these CPUs, since they are now unsupported with these CPUs. So a large YouTuber by the name of Jay's2Cents, who is a huge PC enthusiast, kind of had issues while trying to update and install Windows 8.1 to one of his Kaby Lake PC systems. It crashed on install, it crashed when he first booted it up, and it had multiple crashes while it was trying to install stuff and run some benchmarks on the PC. This is because Microsoft have said that if you're going to use Windows 8.1, don't use the Ryzen or the Kaby Lake CPU lines. They're just no longer supported. The most notable crashes were when he was installing things like drivers or other browsers. He'd just constantly crash and he'd have to reboot his entire PC. So if you want to use a Ryzen or a new Kaby Lake CPU, you'll have to buy Windows 10 on top of the motherboard, the CPU, and even the RAM that support the CPU. Because if you're going to try to use 8.1 or Windows 7, you're just going to experience more crashes than you should, simply because Microsoft have stopped supporting these CPUs with these operating systems. And onto our third story, we're staying on the topic of AMD. They've announced their new Ryzen 7 CPUs. So in regards to Ryzen, we've only been talking about the Ryzen 7 line. And honestly, I didn't even know they were going to do another Ryzen line, but here we are with the Ryzen 5 line. Although it's only been announced and we don't even know if the CPUs are going to have better optimizations than the previous Ryzen 7 that we've seen. These CPUs are going to be a hell of a lot cheaper and still utilize the Ryzen architecture. These are aimed at people who don't want to spend a ridiculous amount of money on their PCs, but also still want to get decent performance out of them. And I think they'll be able to do just that if AMD follows through with the optimizations that need to happen, and also don't rush it as much so BIOS settings are actually configured properly for these CPUs. The price range starts at $160 all the way up to $250. For some, that's a lot, but when it comes to powerful CPUs, this is incredibly cheap, especially for AMD. Although they've always kind of been cheap with their processors, I think this is going to be a nice price range if you're going to build a budget PC. But for the CPUs themselves, we start off with the 1400, the 1500X, the 1600, and the 1600X. What they're going to perform like, we don't know. I'm going to have to wait till reviews come out from YouTubers and review sites. But take it with a grain of salt, because just like the Ryzen 7 line, it might not be performing up to standard. On to our game releases. Oxygen Not Included released this Monday that passed, the 20th. And it's an alpha, so it isn't even a full release. So the price could change. It's right now at £15 on Steam. And the only reason why I'm mentioning this is because it's a really interesting game. You are placed in an underground planet of sorts, and you have a bunch of little characters that you can command. You have to pretty much build a base and survive. You have limited oxygen, food, air, water. You have so much limited resources, and you have to build out and expand. But building out also leaves you exposed to the underground elements, like contaminated air, or the creatures that may want to attack you. Things like hydrogen, cyanide, carbon dioxide, trapped within these little pockets underground that will kill your characters and make you lose the game. So you have to create filtration systems. All in all, it's a really interesting game, and I really think you should check it out. Has-Been Heroes, releasing on 28th on all platforms, even the Nintendo Switch. This game is interesting because on the surface it looks like Castle Crashers. It's a 2D side-scroller beat-em-up, and it looks really interesting, to be perfectly honest. I will be checking this out. I might not pick it up, but I will be checking this one out. And last one, this one's encroaching onto April. It's releasing April 7th, and it's coming on all platforms, surprisingly. But this is Bulletstorm. I loved Bulletstorm, and I'm glad that it's coming to all the other consoles, like the PlayStation, PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, and now even PC. I'm super excited to pick this game up because I loved the game back when it was on the Xbox 360. And I think it's well worth buying. If you haven't played it, it is super fun. It's pretty much pointlessly shooting at stuff, but the explosions make it well worth it. Well, that's been it for this week's gaming news update. Tune in next week and hopefully Jordan's here. If not, it's just going to be me as always. I'll catch you guys later.